Just one halakha in the laws of Rebbit. We learned in yesterday's halakha that Rebbit, when it comes to charging interest, that is specifically an isur between the malveh and the loveh. That's between the one that is lending the money and the one that is borrowing it. However, the deen would be that if the loveh acquiesces to the will of the malveh to do something, that would also be considered ribit. For example, Rabbi Moshe Levi brings a case in his Sefer Milveh Hashem, starting on Daf Kuf Nun Tet. Lefichach, malveh she'amal leloveh shemuchan alvoto. He says, listen, I'll lend you the money. Bitnai sheyitin ribit le'adam mesuyam. You just pay the ribit to somebody else. No, I don't want the ribit. Let's say it's a $5,000 interest payment. I don't want it. Give it to that guy. Even the halakha says if that guy's a goy, but there's no ribit restrictions when it comes to a goy. But since you're acquiescing to his will, so that's as if he's getting the money. Because you're giving the money to that Adam Mesuyam, that fellow, according to his instructions. So therefore it's as if you gave it to him. Similarly, it would be asur to give the money to Siddakah, which happens many times. A guy could lend his friend money, said, listen, you know, I'm giving you the money for 6 months. I'm not going to charge you the interest, but you know what? The $5,000 normal interest, give it to the yeshiva. If he's giving it to the yeshiva because the malveh told him to give it to the yeshiva, it's asur. It's forbidden. That would be considered ribit as well, and that would be actually ribit min Torah. It's forbidden from the Torah, such a case. Furthermore, let's say you have a malveh, for whatever reason, he tells the malveh, listen, I'll lend you the money, but on the condition that you take this specific item that you own and throw it into the ocean. Which means I don't want you to benefit from. I don't want to benefit from the debit, but I don't want you to benefit either. I want to take the money, throw it away. Asur, according to the poor scheme, as he brings down Adat Kuf Samich. Last case on Kuf Samich Aleph Malveh she'amal le'loveh shemuchan alvoto betnai sheyomar lepeloni sheyiten lo le'loveh eze davar. Hare ze asur medvrei sofri mishum debit. Which is, let's say the malveh tells the malveh, I'll lend you the money, but on the condition that you go to that guy and tell him he has to give you this. Tell him he has to give you something. What's going to be the explanation? Because now he's going to go to another fellow and he's going to say, listen, you know, you got to give me this item. Who told you I got to give it to you? The malveh. So now basically you're again acquiescing to the malveh's request, which hinges on the loan hinges on it, and therefore it's considered ribit midrabanan. So again, this is a very important halakha to remember. A guy thinks, listen, I didn't get anything, you know, I didn't take any interest. Doesn't matter. If he instructed the money to go to somewhere else, that would be just as well interest.